right, it's 8:41 here on The Ticket. We have shelter in place in effect in Dallas County, and that is impacting just about everything, including houses of worship. So, Jared, let's open the door. And welcome into the studio, the generic youth minister, who is going to help us get through this crisis from the perspective of the houses of worship.
Now, I'm not going to come over there, and I'm not going to high-five you. Like,
stay right there.
I'm just going to stay right here. It's like 6 feet wide. I'm going to stay 6 feet wide. Just make sure we're all stifling everything. I tell you what, this has really hit our church community very, very hard. Very hard.
Yes.
Yeah, because due to social distancing and everything, we had to cancel our 8th grade lock-in.
Oh.
We were going to have that this weekend.
Not to mention the services yesterday.
Of course, those all had to go online.
Right.
You know, and I always ask myself in times of crisis, this is something I like to do, and I like to do it all the time in times of crisis when I'm asking myself something, and I just always ask myself, so what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? That's kind of something that I came up with.
WWJD.
WWJD. It's just kind of like a little guideline or something. Like, you know, and, you know, the Lord was not afraid to touch leopards.
Lepers.
And, you know, there were lots of people who had leprosy back then because they were like handle wild animals or something. I don't know what it was. But anyway, so all these people had leprosy and they were very contagious, but Christ would just go right up to them and he would touch them.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to be Christ-like, but I don't want to get my COVID corona.
COVID corona.
Pick one.
You know, it's hard. It's hard because you don't know who's a COVID and who's not, you know? So it's like,
who's just contagious,
maintain your social distance and everything. So I've had to stop all my over-hugging and long-form handshaking while drawing you in close and telling you a story that you're not interested in. I've had to like cut way back on that and everything. You know, I used to like shake people's hands for like 10 minutes straight as I tell them how much the Lord's meant to me. And I could always see the shift in their eyes when they'd stop listening to me and spend all their mental activity wondering when my handshake was going to end. But, you know, just kind of kept going anyway.
Extended handshake.
Yeah, a long-form handshaking. Mm-hmm. I always do that. But now, no more. No more. Because Judge Clay Jenkins, I love that man.
I love him.
He gets out there and he gives, like, information.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not a question. He does give information.
Right. So now I just send people long emails they don't read. That's what I do when I got a long story to say something like that. But we've had to suspend worship services and go online only. So I wanted to invite you two guys to do a little youth group ministry with me on the computer.
On the computer?
Yeah. We'd go on the computer and do it for internet. And that way our young people can all tune in. And I figured you guys would give us a little star power, kind of kick the thing off, right? You know,
sure, we can help.
Yeah,
That'd be great. We could like do the story of the Good Samaritan. And we could update it a little bit. What we'd do is we'd, you know, have the little live stream video camera system, and we could beat up Jub. We could beat him over the head with a pipe and throw him in a ditch. You know, like the start like of the good story.
Like a plastic pipe, right?
No, like a real. We want to make it real. I mean, because, you know, the resolution's so good on these cameras, they'd see if we were faking it. So we could beat you over the head with a pipe, throw you in the ditch, then Craig could run and switch costumes to play a good guy now, and then come back and find Jub in the ditch and refuse to help him because he thinks George is a COVID, but he'd use his cell phone to call 911 for help. And that'd be like an updated Good Samaritan story.
You know,
that's what
the
Good Samaritan does now. Is he just, you know, dials 911 and gets hell out of there. Pardon my French. Right. I should say agent double hockey stick.
Sounds like a quick costume change for me.
No, we could do it. I think so, because I could tell a story while you're changing costumes.
Oh, that'd be great.
In the middle of it. Yeah, and also we're going to do a live stream. I want to promote this tonight. Go to genericyouthminister.org.
Really?
I'm sure there'll be one by tonight. Anyway, but we want to do a live stream with puppet ministry. Isn't that fun? I think that'll really bring in the young people.
What kind of puppets you have?
I want you guys to do it. Well, they're just like sock puppets or something.
Oh, that you made?
Yeah.
With like buttons?
Yeah, I got buttons for
magic
eyes.
Marker smile.
A little cheap. Little pantyhose puppets. But
can't do the puppet thing.
No, come on. You guys would be really good. You guys would be good at it. It takes a lot of coordination now. Y'all ever stuck your hand up the backside and then work the stick with your other hand?
Yeah.
I don't know. If I have done that. I'm not sure exactly.
It's hard, but it's fun. Yeah. And we have suspended our hospital visits. You know, we used to go around visiting the hospital, do visitation and everything. Mm-hmm. So now we just go by people's hospital rooms, and then we go outside their windows and sing hymns to them to lift their spirits up.
That's while great.
Distancing, now, right, distancing. That way they got the wind of separating us and all that sort of thing. But and at first we only witnessed people on the ground floor. But because, you know, that's the only ones we could sing outside their hospital rooms.
Right.
But we want to make a big announcement. We've rented a window washer platform. And so we're going to be...
Whoa. Quite elaborate.
Why don't you just get a PA system and do that?
So now we're hoisting ourselves up the side of buildings, hospital buildings, and singing to people outside their windows.
I think that's going to scare a lot of the patients, actually.
Why don't you just put your low-end Taylor through a PA system and sing that
way? How did you know I owned a low-end Taylor?
You've told us before.
That's exactly right. Every generic youth minister has a low-end Taylor and sings a bunch of repurposed songs with the little Garth Brooks mic. That's what we do. How'd you know that?
Just a guess.
I got a little bit too close to you there.
I'm going
to
back away.
Back away. I'm going to back right outside
there.
The door. Everybody remember, visit genericyouthminister.org.
Okay.
For the puppet ministry. Bye.
There he goes, the generic youth minister.